From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the use of fee-for-service agreements by the Behavioral Health Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome back, Alex.
This is a follow-up to a request that was made, might have been at the December meeting, about the utilization of the fee-for-service networks within Behavioral Health Division as opposed to the purchase of service contracts. This report identifies those areas where we've utilized fee-for-service network, how many dollars we have in those areas, and the number of providers. As you can see, as you look on to the second page, the number of dollars we have in primary treatment services, recovery support coordination, ancillary support services, and then as you go to the adult services, the mental health branch, and then also wraparound Milwaukee. So it has been, the fee-for-service network has been an option that we've used quite readily, not only in BHD, but you do see them as well as in the delinquency and court services and also in disability services division. And part of this, again, rises out of the concept of the dollars following the person, and that you establish a unit rate. You do not guarantee a set amount of dollars to an agency, but what you establish is what is their cost. You give a unit rate, and then the person is able to select providers within that network of individuals that are providing that specific service. In the event that consumer is not satisfied with that service, they always have the option to select another provider, go to one that is within the network without affecting that provider, because the dollars are attached to the person and they follow that person. And it has been a concept that has been actually favored by the feds in terms of the wiser choice, having a voucher system, having choices on behalf of consumers. And we have a relatively strong quality assurance component that monitors each of those providers. They go out, they have a schedule, they go out yearly, they look at their records, they make sure they're delivering the service. And it also kind of forces the provider to diversify their funding. So they have funding that might be from the county, they have other funding streams as well. We are not the only funding, and it doesn't impact the consumer if for some reason they're dissatisfied with the service or dissatisfied with the provider. They always have a choice about, you know, additional providers to select from within that service category, and they have the option to utilize their funding to select another provider. So this was just kind of an update for you in BHD on the fee-for-service network.
Is there any comments or questions from committee? No? Thank you, Ms. Lyday. Seeing none, we will move on